Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. When we think about the Bible verse in 2 Corinthians 5:27, therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, he is a new creation. Amen. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. We thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for taking out time to share with us. Amen. I always like to say this, sitting around the table and discussing the Word of God. We are an interactive Bible study, and when the speaker opens up the mic, you have an opportunity of sharing what's on your heart, questions, or whatever it is that you would like to share. We are interactive. Amen. I'm going to be leaving the mics open the whole time, so if you could, ma'am, sir, would you please make sure that you mute your device, and when you get ready to talk, you have the option of opening up on your own rather than me closing it and opening it up. Amen. We also like to let you know that you can go into the archives and you can share this message with a family, friend, amen, even a foe. You can share it with anyone, amen, and let it be a blessing to someone, amen. We know that when the word goes forth, it does not come back void. So we do ask you, you can go into the archives. To get into the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio. Then you type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up any of messages, or you can share this message this evening. We're in Atlanta, Georgia this evening with our regular scheduled guest, Pastor Rose Dixon. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move forward. Amen. The next voice you will hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon from out of Atlanta, Georgia. We have prayer for Diane in Cleveland, Chris, who is recovering, amen, from Albany, Tony in Cleveland. We're praying for him. If there's any other those that you have on your list, please announce them.
Danielle Thomas and Don Thomas, Eric Jones, Bernice W., Juliana, Desi, again for Diana Alchemy, Bell, Linda Taylor. We also lift up Keita Thompson, Alicia Kay, James Hood, Lisa Doggett, Dr. Sam McGrath, Shirlene P., Joan S., Christine J. We lift them up in prayer. And also the Strong family. The father passed a couple days ago. We lift him up. And Judith M., who is in rehabilitation now after some surgeries and difficulties, health difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
We also lift up the families of those with the COVID, yes, in Ohio,
yes,
well, the country, period, but Ohio's numbers have gone up. The mm-hmm. deaths and numbers of diagnoses, and right in our own community, we've received letters of several students and teachers that are have been diagnosed and identified. So we lift up all the families that are suffering and have been affected by the coronavirus. We lift them up for their health and also being in isolation, the loneliness of being in isolation for all of us. We are thankful that we're getting closer to prophylactics and a cure. So thank you.
Amen. Is anyone else that you probably like to ask for prayer? Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just coming before your throne of grace, knowing, Heavenly Father, both you are God who knows everything even before we ask. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would lift those who we name publicly and even those that have been named privately. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would minister their bodies, whatever their needs are. Heavenly Father, you ask that you would look after them. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, to come together as a body of Christ in unity, Father. We thank you for that. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you bless the speaker this evening, that as she comes before you, Heavenly Father, that we would hear a word from the Lord and apply it to our journey and our walk, Father. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you bless those online, even those who did not, who wanted to come online and who are not here. We ask that you bless them also, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, just for who you are. a God, Heavenly Father, who cannot fail. We thank you, Heavenly Father, knowing that our thoughts are not your thoughts, and our we just have to wait everything out, Heavenly Father, and you have a time for your own victory, Heavenly Father. And we just believe, Heavenly Father, that everything that you do, Heavenly Father, is in a time and manner, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We are in obedience, Heavenly Father. We just come before you and ask these things in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask this in prayer. Amen, amen, amen. And now we're moving on over into Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Looking forward to hearing Pastor Rose Dixon. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes.
Are you there?
God bless you,
praise
sir.
Praise the
God
Lord.
Bless
praise
you,
the
God.
Lord.
Amen. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, you are
yeah.
very clear. Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome, wonderful. Once again, we thank you for this opportunity again that you allow me to speak a word to your people on today. I thank you for this platform that you've given unto me to speak to your people and to tell the people what God has to say in this season and this hour. Amen. Well, you know, this is a Bible study, and this is I'm going to do some teaching and interact as well. I don't mind if you, you know, interject and, you know, you talk to me tonight. Amen. This is about dialogue. We're going to talk about the word today. Amen. And if you have pen and paper, amen, get that as well, because there's some things that we want to talk about, and maybe you need to write down and allow it to bring back to your remembrance when you're going through it. Amen. And that it could be a blessing unto you. Well, we're going to go right into the word. We're not going to take much of the time. We're in Romans, the eighth chapter, verses 5 through 8. Romans, the eighth chapter, verses from 5 to 8. Amen. And I'm reading out of the NIV book, so it might be a little different with the King James version. So let me say this again. Romans, the eighth chapter, verses 5 through 8. And I'm going to read that quickly in your hearing tonight. And it says, those who live according to the flesh have the mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind that governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. The eighth verse. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. And the word of God is blessed. Tonight, I pose a question to you tonight. Amen. My question is tonight, what kingdom lifestyles are you going to be influenced under? I'm going to ask that question again. What kingdom lifestyles are you going to be influenced under? And the reason why I pose this question is because when we look in the Bible, God gives us principles that are set in the Bible, right? And these principles that are set in the Bible requires a lifestyle of living. Now, I tell people many times that when God put these principles, and I call them rules and regulations as well, when he put these in the Bible, he didn't just put them in the Bible. We ought to do something about it, right? We ought to follow these principles. It's like our life depends on it, following these principles. And as you follow these principles, God is looking for you to adhere to them first, adhere to the principles, maintain it, discipline yourself. We're going to talk about discipline for a minute. Be consistent and be intentional about these principles. And I say, why? Because God is watching. Now, many times that we are not disciplined people. We want to do things the way we want to do it. We don't want to listen. We want to work it the way we feel that we need to work it. But when you look at these principles have meaning. Come on, somebody. Amen. These principles have something that you need for your life. And it has to become a lifestyle. That's why I posed that question to you. And these principles are supposed to be influential to you. Amen. And so let's go into the text here. We find here in this particular text, which is the fifth verse, those who live in according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. I'm going to stop right there and let's just deal with this. We're going to unpack this right here. We find in this particular text that Paul, because Paul is writing, Paul is speaking to two types of kingdom influences. One kingdom is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world. And so tonight we're going to talk about these two kingdoms, all right? Amen. So you can always, if you have something you want to, you could chime in as well, because we just, you know, having some dialogue. I ain't preaching to you tonight. I'm just teaching. Amen. And so tonight we're going to talk about first the kingdom of the world. Amen. And so when we look at the first sentence here, it says, those who live according to the flesh have the mind set on what the flesh desires. Amen. And when we look at this, this is the kingdom of the world. Amen. When we start doing the things of the flesh and doing things according to the flesh, we influence by the kingdom of the world. But let me go back and tell you what kingdom is. Amen. Kingdom is not a religion, y'all. Kingdom is not a religion. It's a country. And in the kingdom, there's kings and government. So when you look in the Bible and you see King David, King Solomon, that's kingdom. That's not a religion. That's a country. So when you go, like, when you go to Jamaica or you go to Africa, right, and those kingdoms, they have kings and queens, right? They follow the kingdom way. Amen. They do the duties of a kingdom. They do the duties of a queen. They do the duties of the king. There's governors. Come on, somebody. In these kingdoms, in the kingdom, in those countries. Amen. And so we find here in this particular text that in the kingdom, there's kings and governments that are influential to people. And so when we look at this particular text, we find that when you live your life or lifestyle according to the flesh, with your mind and your desires, like I said before, you're being influenced by the kingdom of the world, which means and which consists of corruption, sinful desires of the flesh. And many of us, we have sinful desires of the flesh because we always want to please the flesh. We do things against God, right? With our flesh. And when you do those things, you're being influenced by the kingdom of the world. I say it like this. We are, as believers, we should be influenced the world. But it seems like it's backwards now. We're doing things of the world. Things have creeped into the kingdom of God that's not pleasing to God. Because the world has influenced us. But it got to be turned around, y'all. You know, we see in our churches that people are doing things that the world does. What about keeping the kingdom sacred? I remember times as a little girl, people honored the church. They respect the church. I remember at times, like, when people used to smoke cigarettes, right, and they walking in the street, When they passed the church, they would put the cigarette down, right? Don't smoke as they're passing the church. But once they pass the church, they pick up the cigarette and they keep on going. Why? Because they respect, they honored the church. Amen. And many times that's not happening in the church because we're being influenced by the world. And let's talk about some of the influences by the world. Watch this. The flesh is a carnal appetite, worldly pursuit, material pleasure, secular benefit, self-interest, and self-promotion. That sounds like a lot of us today. Amen. That we have carnal appetite. when I look in the world today, y'all, I see things, people doing things that I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm shaking my head. I'm scratching my head. I'm like, what? The things that people have strange appetites. I noticed that people have some strange appetites. They do things that is against the law of God. Amen. We have sinful, worldly pursuits that it's no more. Nobody's helping nobody anymore. It's all about me. You know, people, it's all about me. You know, nobody is not trying to help our brothers and sisters. Amen. We looking out for ourselves. But what happened to the scripture says that where is my brother's keeper? Where are we to help one another? And we just trying to pursue our own stuff and not help one another. Amen. Material pleasure. People are worshiping their cars, their houses, worshiping their money. Those are the material pleasure, that you look for the material things and not please God. Amen. Ah, my glory. This is good right here. This is good right here. We do self-promotion. You know, we promote ourselves. But no, you want to let God promote you. Come on, somebody. You let God move you up. But see, when we want that self-promotion, we push everybody out the way so we could get there. We knock down people so we could get there. We knock down people's characteristics to get down there. Amen. To get to where we want to be. That's self-promotion. Amen. Thinking it's all about you. But I come to let you know it's not about you, boo. It's really not. It's about the kingdom. It's about God. It's about what God is doing in your life. Amen. And sometimes we get that puffed upness, right? We get puffed up, and just because we anointed, we could sing, and we got the anointing, we got the power. Here we come puffed up, like nobody can't tell you nothing. The devil is a liar. Amen. And don't you realize Satan loves this when you act like this and when you talk like this? When you do these carnal things, right, and you go according to the flesh, you put your mindset to the flesh, the devil's happy. He's pleased. He'd be like, yes, yes, yes. Go against God. Amen. Go against the will of the Lord. You're in the right place. He promotes you. He cheers you on. So we have to be careful the way we do things. Because guess what? The enemy is watching. That's one thing. Amen. And he's proud about what he's seeing. Amen. But it's not pleasing to God. Listen, Galatians 5 and 19 and 21 says it like this. Let's go there because this is a Bible study, right? And you love your Bible. Amen. So I'm going to let you get here. Galatians, the fifth chapter, and 19 to 21. Because I got scripture to back it up about what I'm saying tonight. Amen. And I want y'all to go there tonight. And this is Galatians, the fifth chapter, verses 19 to 21. It says, acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissension, faction, and envy, drunkenness, orgies — I didn't say the word said that — orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So in other words, this type of behavior will not cause you to inherit the kingdom of heaven. And sometimes we see this in the church. We see discord in the church. We see confusion in the church. We say we say sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you're just a hot mess in the church, causing mess in the church. We even have jealousy. You know what? I realize jealousy is so prevalent in the church.
Yeah.
I've never seen it so much, jealousy in the church. Mm-hmm. The people are jealous of just what you're wearing because they can't wear it, so they jealous because of what you're wearing. They're jealous of your anointing. Just because you're anointed, and you filled with the Holy Ghost and they don't have it, they jealous at you. And then you'll be wondering, like, what? What's up? Why are you jealous of me? Because guess what? You can have the same thing I got. Amen? You can walk in the same anointing. God give it to you, too. So we see a lot of jealousy in the church. And this is one. Fits of rage. I've never seen so many angry people. I'm talking to the body of Christ now. Amen? Because the world is there. The world is going to have that rage. Because they're in the flesh. And they don't know better. But the church, you say sanctified with the Holy Ghost, and you have so much rage for your brother and sister. I wonder, who are you influenced by? The kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the world? And so we got to be careful how we act. Why? Because God is watching you. Amen? We have to be careful how we have our behavior. Because that type of behavior in Galatians 5, 19 and 21 is toxic behavior. That's toxic. And it's ungodly behavior. Amen? And so we got to be careful how we react. And realize who you being influenced by. Amen. And so when we see this particular text as well, when we go to, going back to Romans, let's go back to Romans. When we go back to Romans, the Bible says, the mind governed by the flesh is death. So when I looked at that, I looked at it and I said, you know what? This scripture is saying when you are concerned and you invest your time to the things of the flesh, the result is death. You hear what I said today? When you concern yourself to the things of the flesh and invest your time to the flesh of the things, it's death. It's temporary. I tell people every time, invest your time in the kingdom. Why? Because it's eternal. It's everlasting. Many times we invest our time in the flesh and in the world. We make time for the world. We schedule for the world. But when it comes to God, when the pastor asks you, can you go on a fast? We got so many excuses why I can't go on a fast. We can't make time to spend time with God. But soon as somebody said, let's do something in the world, we're ready. We're ready to go. We make time. But when it's time for the Lord, we have so many excuses. And I hear the Lord say, stop making excuses. Excuses is out. No more excuses. God is requiring you to do more. God is requiring you to study him. God is requiring you more to know him even the more. And we got to get it to that point that we invest our time with God. I think I told you last month that the time is 2 hours. In 40 minutes. That's all God wants, 10% of your time. But we can't invest 2 hours in 40 minutes because we got so much that we're doing, and we invest in too much time in the world. We invest too much time in the world with social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, trying to figure out what's going on, and on Facebook and Instagram. We invest our time on the TV, trying to find your favorite show. But I come to let you know that favorite show can't heal you. That favorite show can't deliver you. Come on, somebody. That favorite show can't bring you out of whatever you're in. God can do that.
Yes. Amen.
That's why you have to invest your time in the kingdom. Invest your time in the Word, in the Word of God. I remember a time. Hallelujah. When I started ministry and I started to preach, and I went to talk to my bishop, Bishop Nixon at the time in Huntington, and he told me that invest your time, and also my pastor here in Atlanta as well. He said, if you're going to do the kingdom and you're going to be a preacher and you're going to do the things that God's called you to do, invest your time in some books. Get some books that's dealing with ministry. Get some books that's going to help you along the way in the kingdom. Invest invest in that so it can help you do the will of the Lord. It can help you and give you the strength that you need for the assignment that God has for you. And I took that and I said, you know what? You're right, Bishop. I'm going to invest. And I did. And I invest in some books and different other books that can help me with the ministry that God has given unto me. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much about the Word of God because I invested my money, come on, somebody, by buying the books so that I can be successful as a king, as a believer. Amen. As a faith walker. See, people say, you know what, there's many tools out there that you can use. God is giving you the tools that you need. So nobody can say, well, I didn't know what that said in the Bible. I didn't know what the word said. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Invest. Come on, somebody. Invest your time and the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then when we looked at the last part of the word, death in the scripture means separation from God, broken fellowship, interrupted communion, and an inner turmoil. So that's the result, y'all. You keep on investing time in the flesh, you separate yourself from God. There's a breach in the covenant. There's a breach in the agreement that you have with God when you begin to love the things of the flesh and that you concern yourself to the flesh. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody here today. You've broken fellowship with God. Because listen, sin cannot be with God. It doesn't attach itself. It doesn't work together. When you're in the flesh, if you're thinking of the flesh and thinking all the negativities and you talking corrupt out of your mouth, come on, somebody. Can I be real in the house? When you're talking negative, guess what? Negative is going to be the result. You keep on saying, well, I don't think I'm going to make it today. Well, you ain't going to make it today. It's not going to be a good day today. Well, it ain't going to be good today. Why? Because you spoke it in the atmosphere.
That's right.
Don't you know that you can take charge in the atmosphere?
Amen.
You control your atmosphere. You control your environment.
Hallelujah.
With your words. Come on. Words have life, y'all. And
power.
Every time a word comes out of your mouth, it has to land somewhere. Either good or bad land. A bad soil. Come on, somebody. It's going to have to land somewhere. Amen? And we have to be careful because sometimes we can be reckless with our mouths. My God. Sometimes, church, sometimes believers can be reckless with their mouths, like gossiping. Come on. Having foul language. Listen, one moment you holy, and then the next moment, you unholy out of the same mouth. You say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And then the next thing, you about cussing somebody out. Come on, somebody. That's negativity. And it's going to cause death, separation from God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Polluted with our mouths. And then if you have this polluted mouth, right, and you're talking negative and you're not encouraging somebody, how are you going to bring somebody to the kingdom when you're negative?
That's right.
When you can't speak life to somebody. When you're messy. Who's going to hear you? When your lifestyle is so messy and reckless. Who are you bringing to the kingdom? Who are you influencing? So we got to be careful about what we say. I want to say right here. We got to be careful what comes out of our mouths because you can kill somebody with those words that you say negative about. You can kill an unsaved person that you're trying to bring in the kingdom if you say something bad.
My God.
That's why you got to be careful. Ask the Lord first what to say.
That's right.
They shoot out the mouth, right? They shoot out the mouth, and once it's out, you can't take it back because it's out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to be careful. Ask the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, what should I say to this person? What encouraging word did I need to tell somebody before you blurt it out? Ah, glory to God. This
glory,
is good
glory.
Right here.
Hallelujah. Mm.
And listen, the flesh cannot submit to God. Amen. If you're living like a liar, right, you have the spirit of lie, how you submitting to God? That it don't go. What the Bible says? A liar can't tarry in his sight, right? Amen.
Right. Amen.
A liar, come on somebody, Bible.
Not tarry in his sight. That's right.
Can't be in his environment. Can't be in his face.
Can't be in his presence. Hallelujah.
So when people are lying and doing stuff, I question, who are you influenced by? You say you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you speaking in tongues, running around the church, and you acting a fool. Who are you influenced by? The world or the kingdom? Amen, amen. And so as we move on, hallelujah. So we talked about, it's going to get good, y'all. Just hang in there with me. Hallelujah. We talked about
already
the
good.
Kingdom of the world. This is the second part of the kingdom. And it says, if you live, those who live according to the Spirit, mindset is on the Spirit. Watch this. Paul says it like this. Paul makes it clear, a distinction by using the word but in verse 5. You use the word but to mark a stark contrast. He is now referring to the believer. He's talking to the believer. And you can find it in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, where it says, it is like this. If anyone is in Christ, is a new creature, the old things have passed away, and behold, the new things have become new.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we all have entered this world, right, living according to the flesh with our mind set on the things of the flesh. It is only by the new birth, come on here, somebody, only by the new birth and the truth of regeneration that we are transferred from the fleshly realm where we live for the flesh to the spiritual realm where we live for the spirit. So, in other words, what I'm saying, once you get renewed, right, there's a mindset change.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to think of the Spirit. See, because you got to have a renewed mind. Romans 12 and 2 talks about it, right? We got to have a renewed mind.
Yes.
We got to have a renewed. Once we have that renewed mind, we could begin to think of the spiritual thing. Because when you're in the flesh, you know, you're talking about the flesh. But once you have that renewed mind, you are able now to live in the Spirit. You think towards the Spirit. Your mindset, come on somebody, is in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are influenced mm-hmm. by the kingdom of God. And when you govern, mm-hmm. when you govern in your mind by the Spirit, there's life and peace. See, I told you the last time, when you govern by the spirit of the flesh, it's death. But when you have govern mm-hmm. your mind and have the concern of the Spirit and you invest your time in the Spirit, there's life and peace.
Oh, yes.
That's wonderful. So I'd rather invest my time in the Spirit because I want peace. How do you want peace? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to live with life, right? You want to have life and more abundantly. You want to have that peace and love. So when you govern yourself and concern yourself to the things of God, here it is again, there's life and peace. Your mind of Christ, there's a total new world view and perspective on life. So when I gave my life to Christ and when I invest my time to God, I began to see see the world differently. I have a perspective of life differently. There's a newness. I begin to see the things of God. See, because when you're in the flesh, you can't see the things of God. You're confused. You don't know. But when you have the Spirit of God and you concern yourself to the Spirit, there's a newness. You begin to think of the things of God. And you begin to do. You begin to say the things of this. Let's go to Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse. This is how you will act. Let me show you how your behavior should be when you have the concern of the Spirit of God. When you're influenced by the kingdom of God, this is how you're supposed to act. Let's go there. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the behavior that you should be exhibiting when you have the Spirit of God and when you are influenced by the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Supposed to seek those things. The scripture says, seek the fruit of the Spirit, which is the love, the joy, the peace, the kindness, the faithfulness. So what I'm saying tonight, God is looking for your faithfulness tonight. You say that you have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You said that you seek the things of God. You said that you invest the things of God. God is looking
your
for your faithfulness.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Even when it don't look right, I'm trusting you, God. Hallelujah. When it don't
even taste right, God,
I'm trusting you, God. Hallelujah. The kindness. When somebody is getting on your last nerve, come on, somebody. I'm seeking kindness to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Peace. Hallelujah. When the world is upside down, there is peace in the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on now.
Peace of mind when the enemy comes like a flood. Hallelujah. You need that
Spirit
peace
of the Lord.
Mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is
Hallelujah.
Strength. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
The love, hallelujah. God is looking for unconditional love, that inspired love, that agape love, hallelujah. You may not like me, you may not like the ways I do, but you got to love me, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Over the influence of the Lord, of the kingdom, hallelujah. We got to get to that point that we have self-control.
Come
yes,
on now.
I know this flesh rises up all the time. But you got to have that self-control.
Yeah.
You got to manage and discipline yourself. And you can be disciplined if you follow and be influenced by the kingdom of God.
Glory to God.
There's so many people that's out of control. When we look at the world, just look at the White House. It's out of control. They're doing whatever they want to do in the White House. It's out of control. I wonder who he's being influenced by. Is it the world or the kingdom of God? Because God don't act like that. Amen?
Amen.
God don't act like that. Amen? God don't act evil. God don't act hatred to people. So I wonder who he's influenced by. Glory to God. And so when, my God, this is real right here, y'all. This is real right here. We got to get to the place that we have to influence the people, the world. Don't let the world influence you. Why? Because you have a responsibility. God is expecting you to do what he's called you to do. And you cannot do anything when you're influenced by the world, the worldly things. And many times, you know, I understand we want the finer things. We want the nice house. We want the nice car. But don't make it your God. Amen. Don't make your clothes your God, because sometimes people make their clothes their God. They make their money their God.
All right.
But we got to come into a place.
That's your affection.
My
yes.
God. That we're going to be pleasing to God, because the last verse says, the 8th verse says, if you are in the flesh, you cannot please God.
That's right, amen.
And I say it like this. the flesh is the child and the spirit is the parent.
Mm.
You're going to let the flesh control you, the child? Come on, somebody. We got to control the flesh. Sometimes you got to tell that flesh, you got to die. Not today. When the flesh rise up in me, I said, not today. You don't win
today.
I say, child. I say, child, sit down somewhere. Because the flesh is the child and the spirit is the parent. And so you need to tell the flesh, child, sit down somewhere. Because I'm
go ahead, bro.
You gotta let that spirit, you gotta let that flesh know that I am control. You don't control it. And many times we let our flesh control because we say things out of our mouth. Our behavior shows it that you allow the flesh to win. Your attitude, you allow the flesh to win. So we gotta be careful. That we are in control. So I pose the question tonight.
Thank you, hallelujah.
What
you, Lord.
Kingdom lifestyle are you going to be influenced by? Because it's a lifestyle, y'all. It's a lifestyle that you got to live. I got to live the kingdom lifestyle. Because when the enemy raises up, I got to shut him down, and I got to bring in the word. I got to bring in the word. I got to speak to the flesh with God's word. Because when you do that, that flesh will calm, that flesh will go. It will disappear. Give him the word. Give the flesh the word and see what happens. It'll sit down somewhere. I'm telling you, it's for real, y'all. And sit down somewhere. You got to use the word and be influenced by the kingdom of God. Any questions? Hallelujah. This was good for me, y'all. I don't know about y'all.
It was a good word. Yes, Lord.
Good word. For me.
All mics are open. All mics are open. Any questions? Comments?
Ah, glory. Hey. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to say, my name is Myra. My name is Myra. I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona.
And I truly enjoy that. And I truly will be influenced by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I thank God. And because, you know, the word of God tells us is true life. And I thank him for giving us that. And I just wanted to say, you know, I thank God the word says, for if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. And I thank God that's one reason why I will not choose to be influenced over the flesh, because there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. That God is not going to continue to just turn his head to that. Amen. And, you know, and I thank God that, you know, the word of God said there's no good thing in the flesh, you know. So that was a powerful word on today and a reminder, you know, God is good. He loves us enough to remind us, you know, to seek after him, seek after the spirit. There's great benefits in the spirit. So I enjoyed that today. Amen.
Pastor, if I could say something, my name is Nate and I'm in Georgia. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed hearing that.
Amen.
I'm trying to get there. I'm almost there, but I really and truly enjoyed that.
So hallelujah.
Say, that was a blessing to hear.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else?
Any more comments? Any more comments? Mike's open.
Yes, it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Yes, my name is Clara from New York, Long Island. You always give a good word. Every time I hear you, you're getting stronger and stronger. Wow. And
thank you.
And she knows me so well. And this
yes.
I just have to say I was a fighter on that for a long time. And she always says, pointing me in the right direction, go to the book. Go to the book. It'll tell you true. It'll tell you straight. It'll make it clear what you have to do according to the word. Well, God bless you, and thank you for sharing and teaching tonight.
Amen. 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 Yes, you know, there's a lifestyle, you know, that we must possess, and it has to be according to the word of the Lord. You got to live that lifestyle. It's imperative that we do that. As we see what's going on in the world today, I got to be influenced by the kingdom of God, because the world is showing me something that's crazy. The world is showing me something that's not of God. You know, when we look at things that's happening in the world, it baffles me. You know, it baffles me to see the things what's going on in the world. And so for me to say, okay, I'm going to submit to the world, the devil is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God got more for me than this. And so I'm going to invest my time in the kingdom where it's healthy. It's a healthy environment, right? It's healthy behavior when you invest your time in the kingdom. It's like I stated before, that there people are doing so much reckless things. I'm talking about in the body of Christ, that I'm like, I'm afraid for you. I'm afraid for you. Because I say, how in the world is that you do this in the kingdom of God? How you do this in the kingdom? And so one day I backed up and I said, whoa. Because I say, Lord, have mercy on them. And so we don't want to get caught up in that. Amen. We want to be influenced by the kingdom of God. Because that's where safety is. That's what I believe. That's where safety is. That's a safe haven for me. Amen. And so I'm going to give my time. I'm going to invest my time in the Lord. And if you didn't get anything else out of that, what I say tonight is that don't let your flesh control you. Don't be influenced by your flesh. Don't let it take over your life. And know that, because you want to be pleasing to God, right? We all want to be pleasing to God. And when you walk in according to the flesh, there's no place in God for you when you're walking in the flesh. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm done, Elder.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Quiet tonight.
Amen. Any more comments before we move further?
That was a very powerful word, and we have to constantly examine ourselves and walk the walk and talk the talk of our Father and study the Word so we're able to spread the gospel. We're not acting in a hypocritical manner, especially what's going on in the world. We need to be care for God's Word. We have to be believers and have respect. But this is a very powerful Word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Any more last comments? Amen. Well, Pastor, all I can say is that we thank you for what you are serving this evening. Amen. I can say that I've sat down and I am full. I've eaten and I am full. Amen. It's enough to carry me on throughout the week. Amen. We have to make sure that we eat healthy. Eat healthy. Amen. And I just enjoyed the way that that you introduced this. Amen. How are you influenced? Are you influenced by the flesh? Are you influenced by the spirit? I like the way you broke that down. And that's just healthy kingdom living. Amen. If we want to live, if you want to live, if you want to have the joy, the peace, and all the things that you spoke of, make sure that what you eat is the right type of food. And I guarantee you, when you eat from the Word of God, when you feed on the Word of God, I guarantee you, it'll give you everything that you need, all the nourishment. You will remain healthy in this world. Amen. We thank you so much. Thank you so much. I believe I heard Nate on the end. I hadn't heard him, and it's been a while. So it was good hearing.
Yes, it has.
I remember it. Amen. 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 Welcome back.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. As we move forward, in closing and Pastor Dixon can give us the closing remarks. We'd like to let you know that please, sir, go to the archives and share this word with a family or a friend. Amen. You can share this word with someone that you know. Let them hear it and feed on the word. And I guarantee you, the more that they hear the word, the more their lifestyle will begin to change. Amen. You can go into Blog Talk Radio and type in We Can Begin Again and just share it with them. Sit down, rather than listening to music, sit down and listen to the Word of God. Amen. And I guarantee you, you will be a blessing to whomever that you bring forth. Amen. And that's what it's all about, you know, sharing the Word of God with others. Amen. I heard the pastor say that she's afraid for others. Amen. And that's what we have to do, make sure that they will have salvation when all this is said and done. Amen. That they will receive salvation. Amen. We will be in New York next week with Pastor Nixon. We invite you back next week, and I think at the end of the month, we're going to be with Pastor Arnold from out of Charleston, West Virginia, who is a first time speaker. You know, she will be coming and sharing the word. And we invite you back to that as well. Back over into Atlanta, and Pastor Rose Dixon will give the closing remarks.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord. First, I'd like to thank my friend Myra from Arizona for being on tonight. Amen. This is her first time on. So,
thank
God for evangelist Myra
thank
Wilson.
You.
Evangelist Myra Wilson for being on tonight. Amen. And then, as you know, Nate, he's coming back on. So we thank you, Nate, for coming back on and joining us again. Amen. We bless the Lord.
Amen.
And we thank you, God, for this time, God. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for the word that went forth on today.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, that it began to be a life-changing word for someone, Lord God, that they began to eat this word, adhere to the word, and be doers of the word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God,
I pray
that it was a blessing, God, that it delivered, God, that they begin to change their mindset and their behaviors, Lord God, and be influenced by you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
The world, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless Dr. Clay and Suzanne Clay today for this word and this platform. Hallelujah. And this broadcast,
Lord God,
that they put out every week, God, for someone to be healed and delivered. So bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Make sure that you take care of yourself.
I
have to wear a mask, wash my hands, and just, right?
Amen.
We love you.
I can be.